The Bible tells us that true love suffers long and is kind and rejoices in truth. True love endures. Elizabeth Elliot has experienced great loss, but her message continues to focus on the love that triumphs in the face of evil. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliot to share some of the lessons she's learned in her lifelong study of God's Word.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about restlessness, and I've got some letters to read. Yes, I do read your letters. I read your letters, I read your prayer requests, I pray over the letters and the prayer requests, and I do thank you again and again from my heart for taking the time to write. We are delighted to know that there has been some new help added to the staff, those who handle the mail, and I'm so grateful for them. So today, I have a letter from Jay, just the letter J, that's all I know. This person says, I can tell by your voice you are very tired at times. I want you to know I care and am praying for you. If there was ever a time women need to know that making a home is important, it is now. I've been married nearly 30 years and have seen a lot of divorces and unhappy wives in those 30 years. This women's lib has caused so much harm, as you well know, and they need to remember that there are still a lot of us women who treasure our homes, family, and husbands. You are an inspiration to us, so when you are tired, just remember we love you here in Omaha. I sometimes have large coffees, and we women discuss your programs. We feel we are not alone trying to be a Christian wife and mother when we listen to you. So thank you so much. Oh yes, I see I do have more than a J. Your name is Jan, so thank you for that, Jan. I do appreciate it, and I am encouraged by it. I think one of the reasons for divorce is restlessness, isn't it? Just like to try something new and different. Then I had a letter from Ron Volker, who calls himself your lovable trucker. I love that. Thank you, Ron. I love truckers, as I've said, and I do thank you for signing yourself your lovable trucker. I'm sure you are lovable, and if you ever bring your truck to Magnolia, Massachusetts, you let us know so that we can have breakfast with you the way we did with another trucker who did just that. Perhaps some listeners who are old and feel as though they are wasting away need a special encouragement from the Lord today to remind them that their service for the Lord, even though sometimes hindered by the various slight momentary troubles which old age dishes out, is not overlooked by the Lord. God knows our limitations, our weaknesses. I love the verse in the Psalms that says, He knows our frame, and He remembers that we are dust. Anybody feeling like dust today? Anybody whose frame is sort of bent out of shape today? He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. And the Apostle Paul, who had certainly a large share of suffering, said this. I keep telling you this is my favorite verse in the Bible. Well, this is, I have hundreds of favorite verses, but these are the two verses that encouraged me the most when I lost my first husband. We do not lose heart. This is 2 Corinthians 4:16, 17, and 18. We do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporal, and what is unseen is eternal. Remember that the Apostle Paul had a long list of sufferings, and he calls them light and momentary afflictions, which are doing what? Isn't this amazing? Achieving for us an eternal glory that outweighs them all. Isn't that terrific? Now I have a wonderful letter from Mrs. Rickert. And this is what she says. You do not know me, but I was present when you were baptized in Germantown Gospel Hall. My husband and I had been baptized there also previously, and when you were in Ecuador, I wrote to you, and you took the time to write off a few lines to me. Well, I was just amazed to get a letter from somebody who was present at my baptism. Then she says, one verse I would like to share with you regarding works. It is Proverbs 16:3. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Now, on first reading this verse, it appears that it must be wrong. It should be, commit your thoughts to the Lord, and your works will be established. But it doesn't say that. It's a tried verse with me. It works. For many years now, each morning I look up and say, Lord, I commit my works to you for this day. Please establish my thoughts. And he does. I just go about my duties for that day in my home, and truly my thoughts are established, and I know what the works are. Oh my, it is wonderful. We are old folks now, she says. My husband will be 80 this month, and I will be 76 in November. We are living in a retirement apartment. Our children are grown and have their own homes. Our family duties are much less, but there are umpteen opportunities to serve the Lord here, according to the strength that God gives us, and under His direction, day by day. It was a big change, and it took time and various experiences, but because I learned to wait upon the Lord in my earlier years, as I raised our children, it helped me, and I can still look up each morning and commit my works unto Him, even here in this new and different environment. Normally, I'm a person who would be in a dither, trying to do everything and quickly. But because of Proverbs 16:3, the verse that we read, I can really be a Martha with a Mary's mind. And she refers to that passage that I read in 2 Corinthians 4. We do not lose heart. It really carries us back into chapter 3:18 about beholding the glory of the Lord, and also into chapter 5, knowing our eternal destiny is sure. Verse 8 was before me once when I faced a serious operation. May 8, 1957, the following was on the daily reading calendar. I put it in my wallet that day and have carried it ever since. It is still there. It was there in November 1957 when I almost died. This was it. Willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. That's a verse from 2 Corinthians 5. And then this little poem. But whilst in this scene thou wouldst have me to stay, in communion with thee may I be. But ever my heart shall look on to that day when I'll be at home, Savior, with thee. Then past all the sorrow, the trials, and care, the heart from all hindrance set free shall joy in thyself, Lord, forever up there, when I shall be home, Lord, with thee. I really don't know just why I'm telling you all this, says Dorothy Rickert, for I didn't know that you were going to speak about death. Perhaps it was because I asked the Lord this morning, as usual, to please establish my thoughts today in relation to my works. I do thank you. I'm sure that the Lord did inspire you to write that letter to me so that I could read it for probably a number of people who just needed exactly that word today. If you feel restless, not knowing what to do next, if your mind seems to be a bit jumbled or forgetful, try committing your work, the usual stuff, I mean, and praying as Mrs. Rickard prays, and see what happens. If you commit your works to the Lord, your mind will be established, and that restlessness may just go. I have one more letter. This one is from Jennifer. When I was saved almost 4 years ago, God transformed a rebellious, feminist-bent woman who was just being recruited for the National Organization for Women. Praise God for His mighty work of transforming me to be a woman who does desire to do His will instead of my own. From learning the principles of waiting on God for marriage to a wonderful Christian man, and by God's grace alone, I was still a virgin, to trusting Him with my womb to bear children as He would see planned. There's a woman who's learning to trust God in, well, just the ordinary things of life that we all need to learn to trust Him in. She says, so as I sit here in the silence, I realize God is making me into a woman. Not maybe as others would define, but as He would define. And I must find my strength and confidence in that. He is the shepherd of my soul. He holds my paths. I must bow my head and kneel before Him and trust Him. And she signs it, "I do love you, Elizabeth. Thank you in His name." Well, I love you too, Jennifer, for writing that way. And I thank God that He is making you into a woman. I'm reminded from your letter of the words in the scripture that say, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." There's no need to be restless. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.